used to say that I saw two types of people at the time of partition. I saw people who had beards and they shaved off their beards. And I saw people who did not have beards and they started keeping beards. So he said, I went to them and I asked them, you didn't have a beard, why are you keeping beard? He said, look at partition, people have been killed, Muslims have been killed. You know, in the time of partition, there was a lot of turmoil. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives. And that is, the tragedy of Pakistan becomes even more tragic when you realize that people lost their lives, they sacrificed their lives. That Pakistan ka matlab kya la ilaha illallah. And that particular matlab and objective, the politicians never saw it coming through, or they did not allow it to come through. That makes you even more worried and more concerned and more tragic that how many people lost their life for sincerity. They gave their lives, they sacrificed their lives. And in Pakistan, we will have Islamic law. It didn't happen, but be as it may. So he said, I went to them. They said, bhai, you know, look at dunya ka koi bharosa nahi hai. Zindagi ka koi bharosa nahi. We don't have any trust in our life. Maybe we will die tomorrow. So we thought, bhai, if we're going to die, let us keep the beard. So inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala take us, we will have the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they didn't have a beard. They started keeping a beard. He said, I went to the people who had beard and I shaved. Why you shave off your beard? He said, don't you know people are looking for Muslims to kill Muslims? The beard will give me away. Therefore, I shaved my beard. The people mustn't recognize me as a Muslim. You see different reactions when difficulty comes? We don't know, brothers. Therefore, Allah must never test us here in South Africa on the basis of our deen. May Allah Ta'ala forbid. So Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that any difficulty comes, I thank Allah for four things. One is that the difficulty didn't come in my deen. The second thing is, the calamity could have been more worse. We made mention of it, right? The third thing he said, expiation of my sins. Allah Ta'ala is wiping away my sins through the means of the difficulty. And then the fourth thing he said, what an amazing thing he said, there is no difficulty that can be more difficult to bear than the loss of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he said, whenever any difficulty comes, these four things give me some sort of relief. One, it didn't come in my deen. Secondly, is expiation of sin. Thirdly, it could have been worse. Fourthly, he said, after I've seen the death of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no calamity is greater after that. So that is also another thing that we've got to keep a perspective. Then our ulama tell us that in terms of this aspect of difficulty is, we must always say that things, we always make mention that in this there is wisdom of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no doubt whatsoever, my dear respected brothers, things can sometimes be more worse than what it is. There is many ahadith that makes mention with regard to this particular aspect, with regard to this fact that Allah Ta'ala can bring things that are more difficult. Look at this hadith in Musnad Ahmad. The Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna min ibadi man la yuslihu imanahu illa al-faqr, walau aghnaytuhu la afsadahu dhalik." There are many people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them upon deen because of poverty. If Allah Ta'ala were to have made them rich, they would have been corrupted in their deen. And there are many people whom Allah has kept in iman because they have a degree of prosperity. If Allah would have brought little bit of difficulty and poverty upon them, they would lose their iman. This is a hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So sometimes there is good for us in the negative, even if we cannot perceive it. And it is something where things can always be better, worse. We always make mention with regard to it. You heard about the student who wrote a letter to his parents. You know, the student one day wrote a letter to his parents. You know, he wrote a letter to his parents and he left the letter right next to the phone. So when the parents picked the letter up, they started reading the letter. My parents, I got to give you very, very bad news. The news is I've fallen in love with some woman. And that woman has insisted that I must go away with her, so I have moved away. I have eloped with this particular woman. I'm going away. This woman is also an amazing woman. She says that she's got HIV AIDS. But she says, if you live in the bushes, there are certain type of herbs that cure the HIV AIDS. So I'm going to live with her in those particular bushes and have those herbs. And one day, if she gives birth, and I will come and show you my grandparents, I mean my grandchildren. You know, so the parents were very, very, how could our son do it? And then after it, next to that, there was another letter. He said, oh, my parents, to give you some glad tidings, is all lies. So there are certain things that is more worse than the report that is in my room. Things can be more worse than what. So don't worry about the bad report that you got from the school. So things can always be certain times.